welcome back to the channel. Right now we are in Erewhon, which is in LA.
Everyone wants to be a YouTuber.
I get from Erewhon. If you guys don't know Erewhon, Erewhon's the most expensive grocery store pretty much out there. Everything's crazy expensive. So we're gonna get my favorite stuff, even supplements, whatever it may be. And then we're gonna go home and try it out.
Why are we watching this? The granddaughter of the President of the United States is trying to become a shitty YouTube influencer and you're laughing.
I don't know if you guys have any questions on the prices or anything, okay?
Well, how much are the quarters? The Hailey Bieber smoothie? Oh my god.
They really laid out the red carpet for you.
I'm looking for my phone and you had it. I'm about to go.
I don't see the YouTuber charisma. You need to lose the ego. You have to pull, like, disgusting soy faces. Yeah, Kai Trump is trying to be a YouTube influencer. My mom answers your questions. I went to my first music festival, flying first class to the NBA All-Stars game. I brought my Secret Service to Erewhon.
All right, guys, so welcome back to the channel. Right now, we are in Erewhon.
Like and subscribe YouTube graphic prompt from the granddaughter of the president. The ratio? Yeah, I mean, people probably don't really like the whole let them eat cake vibe to, hey, I spent tax dollars bringing the Secret Service to protect me while I filmed for a YouTube video where I showed off that I have the money to buy stuff from an expensive grocery store. Please join the draft for grandpa. Sorry, don't have the YouTuber charisma. You have to die in Iran.
Which is in LA. That's me in the Erewhon video and everything I get from Erewhon. If you guys don't know Erewhon, Erewhon's the most expensive grocery store pretty much out there. Everything's crazy expensive. So we're gonna get my favorite stuff.
Why is she talking like that? Is that Botox or those like insert? Why is it? Is it like a dental lining? Why is she talking like this? Why is she like she can't open her mouth properly?
Even supplements, whatever it may be. And then we're gonna go home and try it out.
Let me know if you guys have any questions on the price. Invisalign? Or anything, okay?
How much are the quarters? The Hailey Bieber smoothie? Oh my god.
They really laid out the red
card. I'm scared of trying the peptide out. Collagen creamer. Is this really your coffee?
Looks like it.
Right?
What are these? These just are like collagen peptides, unflavored.
Yeah, wait, should I just try it? I'll get like one of these to try it out.
She like, she can't talk.
Right? I mean, that's fine.
Grandpa broke her jaw after battle.
It's really nice. I love dates.
That's in the bios. They're hiding it.
I think the dates are what, $2? The jar with the sticker on it?
It's like
$16.
We should have got it fast.
Oh, here's the fun aisle.
All the sorority girls talk like that? Well, all the sorority girls then have broken jaws from giving bad head to the grandpas. I don't know what you want from me. I don't know. There's just something kind of darkly interesting about the highest aspiration for these people being YouTube influencers. If you go back 100 years, old money would never, ever, ever let their family do this. This would be humiliating. Can you imagine a president from like 1850 allowing someone related to them like this engage in behavior like this? Absolutely not. It's denigrating. But now being a YouTube influencer is like the highest aspiration for everyone. Every single Republican wants to be one. Like, the most effective Republicans are people who consistently humiliate themselves in front of the camera trying to farm attention as much as possible. Nancy Mace, Boebert, MTG, Trump, obviously JD Vance with the Twitter behavior. It's nonstop.
I love these perfect amino ones.
Oh, you know this brand?
Yeah. Nice. Oh, I don't know what this is. Should we just get whatever?
Yeah, I think that's
rich
like
rich people have been culturally consumed by peasant brain and no longer act like elites. I think that it's been very damaging to class relations in America and across the world long term that elites aspire so much to be normal people. I think that not only were class lines reified more cleanly back when elites acted like elites, but also the fact that elites no longer aspire to be great kind of brings down everyone. Because now poor and middle class people look up at this and they think it's aspirational too. It's kind of like how, I don't know, people wanted to get educated and, you know, succeed in business because they thought that if you did so, you could get ahead in life. But nowadays, nobody really cares about that because we know the only way to get wealthy is to get lucky on Twitch or with Bitcoin. You're undermining people's faith in the ability for upward, like to engage in upward mobility. And she's kind of proving that here, right?
Label like Erewhon brand.
Like she can do literally anything she wants in the entire world, the whole world. She can do anything that she wants. She is the granddaughter of a billionaire president. There are no limitations to what she can do with her life, and she's choosing YouTube lifestyle influencer. That's crazy. It's very depressing.
Vitamin C. What's a Shahati liquid complex?
I'm not going to try to pronounce
and
that.
And she's very bad at it.
Would you try one with me?
Super greens or what? Sure, do it.
No. I'll make you a liquid Shahati.
I don't need more energy. We just had 80 energy drinks. Let's do the immune support.
Throw that in there. Oh my god, this is the colostrum we were talking about.
Oh yeah, the Armour?
Oh, this is disgusting. They have so much collagen peptides.
They're all pre-cum babies. I think there's a very real possibility that's true, yeah.
Yeah, this is the good
Not
stuff.
Not made with
stress
the full load.
Relieving.
Oh, you know I take stress ashwagandha every night?
Stress relieving ashwagandha, there you go.
We'll just add this to the next one. Do you need some digestion enzymes?
I think I'm good on those ones.
I don't really digest very well.
I think we're good on those ones.
This is humor. I'll make too scared to try a sea moss.
These are all the drinks.
Yeah, where should we go next?
Well, those are all like your different oils and things.
Is it weird that I feel pity for the girl? You shouldn't. These people are incredibly evil. It was like all that cope for years that Barron Trump would end up being woke because he's going to NYU or whatever. And then, like, of course he's not. Because he's the grandchild of the most, like, an evil billionaire pedophile. Like, of course they're all going to be evil. There's a reason the Romanovs did what they did, okay? So sometimes you have to pull the plant up from the root. It's unfortunate. Is the person who's filming it a Secret Service agent? No, I don't think so.
Oh, you see that those?
Barron is a son, bro. Yeah, but people cope with him as well. Like, they cope here. It's like when people pretend Usha Vance is like a victim of J.D. Vance. You know what I mean? They would be doing the same thing with Miller's wife if it wasn't for the fact that Miller's wife has a podcast where she heils Hitler daily. I don't know why. People love to infantilize them. No, usually the family and the friends and the partners of evil people are evil too, for the most part, you know?
I have one of these, the filtered shower head. Oh, yeah. Filters all the bad stuff out of your water.
Should we get a can? No, I'd rather get a water
bottle than a candle. Miller's wife has a podcast? Yeah, because everyone wants to be an influencer. Literally, that's the only aspiration anyone has. Everyone wants my job for some reason. Everyone wants to be an influencer.
Crazy. Wait, guys, one thing about me is I don't spend like a lot of money. Like, I'm very, like, I don't spend a lot.
What do you think your cart total is going to be?
This is probably 100 already.
Oh, wait, show me your cart.
You get air one.
Jesus Christ, this is grim, man. Is she being, like, groomed into this or something? I guess you have a camera on you. Do you not aspire to give anything to the camera? Like, to deliver anything to the camera? Like, you, like, nothing? No narrative or, like, a hook or anything? Like, anything. Like, even in a regular conversation, you would still want to give the person you're talking to something.
Soda? Kombucha? I don't really like kombucha.
Kai, I don't think you can purchase.
Oh, wait, that's alcohol. I didn't realize that was alcohol. Fair enough. Alright, what kind of sushi are you?
Genuinely, does she have some kind of disability? Nah, I just think that, like, the elites are like this too. Everyone, it's a race to the bottom with common culture. Wealthy people are, poor people. This is what all teenagers sound like. No, it isn't. It's not. I'm sorry. You can find plenty of videos of, like, wealthy, like, Princeton-educated people, you know, from 10, 20, 30, whatever years ago. I promise you that historically the elites have not sounded like this. We don't need to pretend that they do. She shouldn't be a normal person because she's not a normal person. It's insulting to me and to you that the granddaughter of the president, that we're treating her by the same standards. They're like, oh, well, she's just a kid. No, she's not. For most of her life, her grandfather has either been the president or has benefited from presidential Secret Service protection. Anyway, I'm in favor of this because I think it's going to make more people hate her and wealthy people. Yeah, keep posting. Driving a NASCAR race car for the first time. I don't know, it's just weird. It's weird that you could do anything you want, but your highest aspiration is still to, like, have an Insta feed where you can show off the stuff that you're doing. It's like the Paris Hiltonification of celebritydom. Like, nobody wants to be famous for a reason. Everyone wants to be famous for the sake of being famous. You're not interested in the communication that fame offers you. You're interested in the fame itself. Only the end state. What would you do if you were an elite? God, these videos, man. A Week in My Life, Thanksgiving edition. Here's her with Trump, for, I guess, all the people who are weirdly infantilizing her. 24 Hours with Logan and Jake Paul. Christmas at the White House. 2025 was a year I'll never forget. Here she is in the Oval Office. Like, who's watching this shit? I think for the most part, people are hate watching it. I went to the Ryder Cup with my grandpa. Parentheses POTUS. Day in my life at Halloween Horror Night. Scary vlog. Playing golf with President Donald Trump. My grandpa.
This is my grandpa. Most people know him as Donald Trump, the 45th and 47th president of the United States.
This one's all positive because this is, you know, flooded by Trumpers.
Others know him as a businessman or a politician. But to me, he's just my grandpa. We've been playing golf together for years.
Elder abuse.
It's something he's always loved, and it's become a way for us to spend time together. Over the years, I've learned a lot from being on the course with him, not just about golf, but about life. Today, I want to bring you along for a round. Just us playing the game we both love. Join us on the course for this one-on-one with Kai. This is a really special video, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Hello, everybody. We're gonna have a little fun today. We have Kai, who's done terrifically at golf. She's a really good player, and we're gonna play. Well, I don't think so. I don't know.
If I ask you some questions about, like, what's your favorite golf course?
Are the big cameras better in terms of vision?
Yes,
they are.
Should we turn around?
No, we'll go right up here. Oh, I see. We're gonna play down here, right?
You want to play yellow or?
What's yellow? A little further back. Doesn't matter. Let's play here for the purposes
of this one. Yeah. All right, guys.
I don't know. It's just fascinating. It is fascinating. It's a kind of cultural decline. Why do you hate it? I don't know. You're very hateable. Very hateable people, you guys.